On the cover, Windshear, Reptilea, and Arc Flash stand on top of a black 18-wheeler. The truck roars along a dirt road. The large form of Damascus Steel hangs off the side of the cab and points ahead to where the road meets with a set of train tracks.
Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring
Windshear, full of hot air and out of time.
Now with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is Volume 26, The Offer. Issue 2, The Train Heist.
Our first panel of this comic is a set of train tracks. We see train tracks just through the countryside somewhere. There's an editor's note that says somewhere between Halcyon and Protean City, and we see the side of a mountain and the train leaving. And then we see there's a because we're getting like aerial shots looking down at this train. It is a very high-tech train. It's very sleek, bullet train-like. Each of the cars is like smooth. Nothing is boxy or round or anything like that. And there's maybe one or two cars that have windows in the sides.
Okay.
Like they might be passenger cars, but most of them are just sort of like, there's one that's clearly like a liquid tanker between them and the next thing.
Yeah.
And there's a couple that are just sort of like blacked out. Like they're just like dark painted cars that are clearly some sort of secret, probably government transportation cargo car.
Yeah.
Like that kind of a look where it's like, these are suspicious. Definitely don't look in here. Not suspicious.
Yeah, not suspicious.
And we get another, and we get a shot of where a major road, or there is a dirt road that sort of like comes up and joins next to this, the train track for this stretch of the track, which is, it's probably for like a maintenance worker to get onto the road. Something totally reasonable, and definitely not for people to be driving an 18-wheeler up alongside the train track so they can pull a train heist.
Yeah.
Definitely not for that.
And yet here we are.
And yet here we are with a just, it's this like blacked out, like just real beefy looking tires on this 18-wheeler. It's all the like shiny black metal that kind of almost looks like plastic, that is the Vapor Fist's armor. There is one, there's a couple huge exhaust pipes that are billowing identical looking vape or smoke. All of the windows are all blacked out, so you can't see who's inside driving, and we are going to join our team in the back of this truck, preparing to get out somehow and jump onto the train. And so Damascus is there. Damascus Steel, like we'll see a set of panels of all of these characters with little name tags. And so we see Damascus, and Damascus is this time, like he was wearing a bunch of, he was wearing a nice jacket. Like he was in business mode before.
Yeah.
Now he's just wearing a, like a white, dress shirt that has the top button unbuttoned and his sleeves are rolled up, but he's still got, the big knife, and he's now much more like now we can clearly see he has a big, some kind of a long rifle.
Yeah.
Slung over his shoulder. We see Reptilea, who is in this armored dress. She's pretty much dressed the same way she was last time. Still with the fascinator hat.
Yeah, that's important. She's a dinosaur, so it's harder for her to change her costume.
Exactly, yeah.
And hide her identity.
I think she also has, The skirt looks like it's a little bit less formed a little bit, and and some of her sleeves, and like maybe she had a shawl before and she didn't and it doesn't now. She also definitely has some kind of like a pole arm, like an axe. Mm-hmm. But it's got this like very like white PVC pipe looking futuristic space metal shaft that can kind of like she's sitting there like extending it and contracting it, and like as it like can change sizes and checking to make sure that the blade is still sharp. We see Arc Flash in her same, like, definitely not working for the appointed right now costume, with her full mask. Vapor Fist is off in the cab. They are driving this vehicle. Mm-hmm. And what is Windshear wearing?
Windshear's definitely not in his costume. He does not want this connected to him. He has a really tight black undershirt, mm-hmm. with like a V-neck, and a pair of jeans that are just like, they're dark denim. They're not black, but mm-hmm. they're like, you know, he knows he's doing a robbery. So he's trying to not like super stand out with bright colors.
He's wearing a mask.
Yeah, he's wearing a mask. I think he's doing he has like a bandana tied around his face. Mm-hmm. So his eyes are visible because he anticipates having to glare at a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so like his head, his hair is visible and everything like that.
Okay. And most importantly, who is he sitting next to?
He's definitely his
good friend Damascus.
He's definitely sitting on Damascus's lap and like, hey Damascus, we good? No, he is sitting, he's sitting next to Mindy. And he's just like leaned forward, just like looking at the ground like he's in like a prisoner transport.
Okay.
He's not pleased to be here.
Yeah. And so you're sitting there like in the rumbling compartment the back of this truck.
And there's way too much smoke back there.
There's like way too much smoke back there. But it is like it is a very like high tech facility. Like mm-hmm. it has a corner where like up by the cab that looks like it's probably something that would hold armor.
Okay.
No one has ever seen Vapor Fist not in armor, but presumably they take their armor off to clean it and rebuild it.
Yeah.
There's probably a spare couple like gauntlets and stuff like that up there. There is a chemistry station that looks like it's like probably where they make their vape liquid.
Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of seats for like, you're in like a cargo section. Like,
yeah.
I think the seats that Damascus and Reptilea are sitting on, actually are more of a bench that look like they slide out into a bed. Like it's kind of futon style.
Yeah.
It's just very obvious that this is a mobile, like lab armory living facility for, the Vapor character Fist. That I named that I can't remember now.
Vapor Fist. Yeah.
For Vapor Fist. And as you're kind of sitting there in silence, just with the rumbling as this truck approaches the train. And Arc Flash is gonna kind of turn to you and just like kind of poke you a little bit and just be like, you're here, right? Like you're good. Like you can hear she's very nervous.
Yeah.
She's like, you're not gonna start a fight in the middle of this. Like this isn't gonna go bad because you're not gonna lose it, right? Like we're a team today, right?
And I think while he's been like in the weeks leading up to this, he's done like some research.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm gonna ask just like a couple questions. It'll be like really easy information for him to get. These criminals.
Mm-hmm.
Reptilea, you said, is not a criminal necessarily.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Reptilea sort of is not from the region.
Okay.
So at least there are no local records, and she's also maybe probably from space.
Yeah.
So you probably couldn't find too much about her.
I'm gonna assume Arc Flash is not a murderer.
Arc Flash is not a murderer.
But the other two might be. Damascus Steel.
I think that if you were to do some research, you would discover that Damascus Steel has a reputation. Like, are you looking for him online? How would you have gone about doing that?
I probably would have asked for help
from like the asset or from Alina. Okay. In that case, you would have some more information. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's any definitive information, whether or not Damascus Steel has ever killed anyone.
Yeah.
But it is heavily implied, like, he has been involved in situations where people died.
Yeah.
So whether or not he was the one who actually did the crime,
yeah,
or whether or not he put a weapon in someone's hand and they did, yeah, it, it's probably more the latter, actually.
Okay.
He's definitely, he is,
but he's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy who is at the head of an arms dealing, like an underground arms dealing operation,
yeah,
that sells very dangerous weapons to, yeah, very dangerous people.
Yeah.
Because he'll sell to good people, but, yeah, he's indiscriminate about it, and he, yeah, sells dangerous weapons.
He sells dangerous
and
weapons.
And the people who want dangerous weapons are dangerous villains.
Yeah. And Vapor Fist is bad news.
Vapor Fist has almost certainly killed people.
Definitely.
Yeah. He doesn't care.
So yeah, so Ramon looks to Arc Flash, and he looks around the group and then back to her and says, "You're worried that I'm going to get out of control and cause problems? Look who we're riding around with. Look where we are. If this thing goes south, it's going to go south because of one of them. But we'll stick together, us and Reptilea, and we'll get out of this. And we'll... I hope he's promised you something good."
Okay. I guess I can take you at your word. Damascus and Reptilea and I ran a job a couple months back, and like when you're breaking into a police station, you've got to know that people have your back, and they did. And we just don't, I don't, I mean, other than what Sage told me about you, I don't really know anything about you other than that you started a fight last time. But if you say you're not going to start a fight, then I think we're cool. I just don't want to get in there. And then
he scowls at her and says, "Don't pretend you don't know me. You grew up in Brodian City, right?"
"Yeah, I mean, I moved around a bit, but yeah, I spent most of my time here."
"Then you know me. I've been around." And he's going to like stand up and just like walk to the back, like to the wherever the staging area is, probably the back of the truck. Like he's not.
Yeah.
He's frustrated that people are telling, he's frustrated people are pushing him around.
Yeah. I think we get one shot of you, or like we get one panel of you moving to the back of this truck, mm-hmm, and then we get another panel back to her and she's just kind of like shaking her head like, "I wouldn't trust that guy either."
And I do want to also give Mindy influence over me.
Okay.
Yeah. Just because, yeah, she's, yeah, got it.
Okay. So I think we're going to cut now to an exterior of this truck where we can see that the four of you have exited through the back of this truck. And,
yeah,
like one of the doors swings open. The other door has a ladder on it that climbs up to the top.
Yeah.
And so the four of you are up on top of this truck as, mm-hmm, it pulls up alongside this train,
mm-hmm,
and it is time for you to board the train now.
NBD.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does that look like? Give me the couple of panels.
Can the rest of them get there on their own?
Reptilea would probably even go first.
Okay.
She just like
just
does
jumps.
Some acrobatics, like she easily leaps across. Like,
yeah.
Not a problem. Damascus, I think he's just standing there like you're all standing in a line,
yeah,
and watches her just like from like just flat, like standing,
just leap
yeah, over. And he just kind of looks at the rest of you. And then he kind of backs up a little bit,
mm-hmm,
and then gets a running head start and jumps. And it's like he's a big dude. So he,
yeah,
puts a lot of energy behind it. But I think he almost doesn't make it. He's able to grab the side,
mm-hmm,
and then between with like, I think Reptilea probably grabs one of his arms and between the two of them, he's able to get up and it's,
yeah,
not graceful, but it's,
yeah,
but he's on. And then Arc Flash is going to turn to you and kind of be like,
need a lift?
Yeah, sure.
And so he's going to like just get down onto one knee for a second so she can climb on his back.
Okay. She's going to kind of give you a weird look. Like I thought we were just going to give me a you're just gonna throw me a kind of look, but she's like, "All right, this is how you gonna do it." Like, and she's gonna put her hands around your neck. I guess not your neck, but like grabs onto your,
yeah,
shoulders and like gets up on your back.
And then when she's just like, he is gonna take a couple steps back because he's not proud. He's maybe proud, And then just like run and just do the like do his kickoff big burst of air behind him that like, you know what? Can I dent Vaporfist's ride?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. So just like kick off of it and just like thunk and put a nice old big ding in the side of it as I fling myself onto the train.
Nice. And then as soon as you leave, the truck and the road veer off to one side.
Yeah.
And Vaporfist will find his way on if that's part of the plan or not. And so now the four of you are on top of this train. I think that you are up in the front.
Yeah.
You're on the last passenger car before there's that like liquid or like something kind of a sealed thing that has like a big crank on the top. But then obviously the cargo cars are in the back.
Yeah.
What is your plan here? How are you?
I'm going to try to take control of the situation.
Okay.
Because
you've talked about like there's this kind of weirdness of like, No one is super clear who's like leading this group.
Yeah.
And everyone has kind of just said, like we'll just go do it. Like everyone sort of respected that you're all talented villains.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
So Windshear's gonna turn to like first, like obviously let Arc Flash off his back and just be like, Arc Flash, if you could just seal that hatch, that'll stop people coming up behind us we don't want coming. I just want to remind all of you. Anyone dies on this mission, they're answering to me. And he's going to look like straight on up at Damascus.
There is a lot of tension.
Yeah.
As like, because he does not turn away.
Yeah.
He just meets your eye.
Yeah.
And I think that at that point, he like very pointedly pulls out this gun from his back. And it is just a very, it's probably almost like as long as you are tall.
Yeah.
Just double barreled shotgun. But it's very ornate. The steel shines and has like very intricate engravings in it.
Yeah.
And he just like cracks it open and loads a couple shotgun shells into it and then cocks it and starts to move towards the back of the train past you. And I think we also get a moment where Arc Flash kneels down. I think she touches something and like some like shades flip down over her eyes in her mask. And she kind of like snaps a couple times and we get like an arc of electricity between her hands and she holds them down and kind of like welds the metal shut.
Yeah.
And kind of like bonds the metal shut of this hatch to close it. And I think that Reptilia then like seeing that Arc Flash is doing her thing, is going to step up to you and follow you towards the back of the train.
And so like we get another scene of the walking and talking, and I think again he's much shorter than Reptilia.
Yeah.
But he says, "Listen, I did some research, and you're not one of these people. You're not a criminal, and I don't know if you think of yourself as a hero, but you're not Damascus. You're not Vaporfist. You're someone who's trying to do the right thing. So if he starts hurting people, can I count on you?"
And so we get this panel, probably that's a shot of the two of you from behind as you're walking down and the wind is just like whipping past you because this train is booking it.
Yeah.
And she is going to... She's going to turn, like, not. I think she's not going to make eye contact with you. Like, she's, like, I don't know if you're looking up at her, but she is definitely not
straight ahead.
Not looking down at you at all. "You are not wrong. You and I are more alike than the rest of them. But I can't do anything that would endanger the mission. I need to complete the tasks asked of me. I need to find my friend."
"Is Damascus getting home on your list of demands?"
"We all need to retrieve the stones. And if you do things that endanger the mission, I cannot help you."
And he claps her on the shoulder and says, "I think you're going to do the right thing when it comes down to it. I believe that in you. Let's go."
And then you walk off ahead of her.
Yeah.
We get a panel that is the inside of this cargo vehicle, car.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one crate inside, and there are a bunch of armed men.
Mm-hmm.
And they are kind of like sitting anxiously, like, again, it's a little bit like vibrating of the train car. And
yeah.
But they each have like body armor and guns. And I think that there's probably like one person in a lab coat in each car who's like sitting next to the crate, making sure that it's fine, like checking on stuff.
Yeah.
They're looking at like a tablet to get energy readings and stuff like that. And we see that this car, that's the one that you're approaching, only has one of the crates in it. And
okay.
So presumably the other one is in the other car.
Okay.
So we cut back to the top of the train, and Damascus, who has reached the end of this liquid car that you guys are walking on top of.
Yeah.
He puts a hand out to stop you
from
moving forward. And he's going to turn around to face the rest of you. And like Mindy catches up.
Yeah.
And he's just going to say, how are we going in?
You're staying on top. If things get bad enough, they start coming out. Keep them in the car. If anyone starts coming down from any other car, keep them in the car. Put shots above their head so that they know to duck. Got it?
If you want to be the one who puts yourself in danger, by all means, go ahead. I'll stay up here and watch your back.
All right, we ready?
And Mindy kind of gives a very nervous looking nod, and Reptilia just kind of like shakes the axe,
the pole arm.
She basically like cocks the pole arm, and the actual pole extends out from being like a just like a hand axe to like a full thing.
Yeah.
And I think she jumps down between the two cars first.
Okay.
And is gonna just like smash the mechanism that holds the door closed.
Yeah.
With the axe and kick the door in.
And like before Windshear dives in, because that's what he's gonna do, he says to Mindy, like, stay behind me. And then just like dives into the room at full speed, starts like brings an enormous amount of air into the room with him,
mm-hmm.
to kind of just like push everything back for a second so we can get a good bearing of what's inside.
Okay. Are you trying to assess the situation?
Yes, I would like to do that.
So then roll plus superior.
That is a 4.
Okay. What are you looking for in this vehicle?
So I'm trying to basically like figure out where the threats are.
Okay.
Right. Like, cause I don't think we're getting the thing. I don't think we're getting both of the things and walking out,
mm-hmm.
without like knocking out or otherwise apprehending threats.
Okay. So you are looking for threats that you can see.
Yeah. What here is the biggest threat would have been my first answer. Question. Okay. Yeah.
So I think that what you see all these guys, and mm-hmm. they have all been like, they were all sitting, so they didn't like have far to go when you push them, but you have like a moment to look around.
Yeah.
And you see that there are maybe 6 or 7 guys in armor with guns.
Yeah.
And it's just a little bit weird that this is like a super important thing.
Yeah.
That is just like, there's just a couple guys in here with guns.
Yeah.
And like one scientist.
Okay.
And then we're going to get another panel from the next car. And in that car, there are two people. One of them is the Silver Scarab, hero we saw, like the sort of like techno hero.
Yeah.
In their scarab armor, which is like kind of like tight, but like burgundy Iron Man armor. It almost looks a little wooden, and it has the big horn on their head, and the like carapace shields on their back. And I think standing next to them is Windshear.
Oh boy.
The adult hero. Because this is a handoff of a powerful item between a hero from Protean City, or from a hero from Halcyon City to a hero of Protean City.
Yeah. Great. That sounds good.
And so that is the threat that you don't see.
Yeah. Awesome. So I think Windshear like gets in, does that burst of air, and is just like, all right, everybody down. Nobody needs to get hurt here today. We're here for one thing, and we're out of your hair. All right? Don't make any bad choices. And like he's gonna like let Reptilia like come in with him to make sure things are like looking intimidating, because he doesn't look particularly intimidating, I don't think.
I think that so she comes in and stands there and starts to like move towards the box.
Yeah.
And Arc Flash, who is behind you, moves up alongside you.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're talking, she reaches out to one of the guards who's still like sitting fumbling with their gun.
Yeah.
And like touches them.
Yeah.
In a way that is clearly like it shocks them.
Yeah.
And they look like they've just been tasered.
Yeah.
And so they like immediately like go limp and drop their rifle. But that provokes all of the other people in this car.
Yeah.
And they do not listen to you.
Yeah.
They all like either stand up or point a gun straight at you. Or a bunch of them point, like who find their feet to the center of the car, point their guns at Reptilia.
Okay. Does she have super armor or anything that I know of?
She is wearing what looks like a padded dress.
Okay.
So you don't really know
what
she can take.
So Ramon turns to Mindy and goes, "Rats, you're blowing this thing. God." And he just like runs forward and jumps off of a like another crate and just like brings a fist down. He's just going to dive into it and like try to like punch one guard out and like try to kick another and just try to wade into this fight.
So roll to engage a threat.
Sure thing. I can do that. I'm good at that. Oh, that's a 10 plus.
Nice. So on a 10 plus, you get to choose. On a 10 plus, you get to choose two of them.
I'm going to resist or avoid their blows and impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
Okay. Describe what that looks like. I think you're going to take out like half of these guys.
Sure.
So like, what does that action move look like?
I think we get like a very Marvel TV show fighting in hallways look, because we've got like the pretty small train, right? Because it's like the tight, sleek space. And so he like jumps and kicks off of a cart that like explodes with bullets being shot into it, and then just like kicks off the wall, brings a fist down into someone's face, turns. How many guards are there?
There's like a half a dozen.
Half a dozen. Cool. Like he smacks the first, just takes the first down with a fist to the face. Now another one tries to bring the butt of the rifle into him, and he just like catches it, throws it to the side, grabs the guy by the lapels, and just like spins him around and slams him into another one, and then turns to face the other two with like just like air swirling around his hands.
Okay. So the rest of them are kind of backing off.
Yeah.
Towards the train car that like is presumably the other cargo car.
Yeah.
They have like guns pointed at you, but they're kind of like, you can see them like shaking a little bit as they are like you just took down a whole bunch of their friends.
Yeah.
And so you are between them and the crate now.
Yeah.
And so Reptilia moves to like freed up from having these people point guns at her.
Yeah.
She is pulling something out. She reaches into one of her like pockets in her dress.
Yeah.
And pulls out this like it looks like a lock, like a combination lock. And she like sticks it on the side of the box, and it has these little like connectors. And so she pulls out these like ratchety they're like hooks.
Yeah.
That like pull out, and she hooks them onto each of the four corners of the one face of the box, and then like spins the lock knob. And as it spins, you see it glows with orange light. A beam of light points through the wall outside of the car.
Okay.
And it pulses once, and then it pulses with energy again. And then the whole crate slams into the side of the car and just like makes a hole through the side of the train car.
Yeah.
And I think we see like this is all happening behind you now.
Yeah.
So we see Arc Flash kind of like kneel and look, and the truck is there on the side of the next to the train, and one of like there was you guys went out through the back to get up the ladder, but there's like a side entrance to the truck that is opened, and so that thing has like sucked in, like as though you grappling hooked it and pulled it in, but it was just like a remote tech thing.
Cool.
And the guards backing off, one of them like drops their gun, turns, hits like frantically hits the dial, like a number dial.
Yeah.
And opens the doors between the two cars.
Towards the other one.
Towards the other cargo car.
Okay.
Which you don't know is full of two heroes.
Yeah.
But they do.
Yeah.
And they are scrambling out into that car.
Okay. But they're not going up to where Damascus would shoot at them.
No, not yet.
Okay. Cool. So Ramon looks to Reptilia and Mindy and says, "All right, they're going to be prepared for us now. I'm going to go up top, see if I can drop in behind them and rustle things up. As soon as you start hearing shooting, you come in."
Okay.
Got it?
And she just sort of like nods and says, "Yes."
And so he like goes between the two cars, hops up onto the roof.
You go head back or do you head forward?
Does it connect directly or is there like space?
There's space, but both the doors are open.
Both the doors are open. No, yeah. So I'm going to pull back,
okay.
Go around, get a look at Damascus and like point at my eyes, point at his eyes and say, "No casualties," and go over
kinda,
to the hatch.
He just kind of like, you're crossing over into onto the other train, onto the other car. He just kind of laughs at you as you are like real serious about this. Like he still doesn't,
he doesn't care. He's not afraid of me.
Yeah. And I think that there is your intention is to like go down to, and
like go down. Yeah.
And so you kneel to sort of like start, cranking open this hatch.
Yeah.
And, right as you were about to touch it, it just explodes.
Yeah.
As though it were shot, and you look back up and Damascus just has the shotgun pointed down at it.
Yeah.
It almost looks like it's pointed at your head.
Yeah.
But it's like,
and yeah. And
he's
so
like, he's like, "There, I did it for you."
And immediately, like, I don't know if Ramon is even going to hear that, because as soon as it's gone, he's jumping in.
Okay.
He's used to being near bad things in a scrap.
Yeah.
So he dives down into the middle, and he's basically going to try to do the same thing that he did before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm anticipating it going even worse this time.
Yeah.
But it worked so well last time.
Uh-huh. So you're trying to blast air into this, like,
yeah,
as
so
you land.
Basically, like, as he lands, he, like, brings a whole bunch of air in with him
uh-huh.
to just, like, push everything to the side so he can get, like, a second.
So I think that what happens is you sort of, like, you ride this cushion of air down, and not even halfway through your descent, that cushion of air disappears.
Yeah.
And you fall flat on your back.
Yeah. Windshear does, Ramon does like one of the kip ups
mm-hmm.
to get back onto his feet.
Mm-hmm. And he comes face to face with the adult version of himself, whom I don't know if he's actually seen in this close proximity.
He's definitely seen pictures, because there's no way he hasn't done a little bit of research on himself.
Yeah.
But he hasn't come face to face with him yet.
So Ramon stands up and comes face to face with this man who looks like an aged, rugged version of himself. And he is wearing a like big, heavy boots, a trench coat. He's got a torn, old, worn T-shirt of the Windshear logo. And we get one panel of the two of them staring at each other. And that's when you hear fighting from behind you.
Yeah.
And the viewers get a panel, or the readers get a panel of Reptilia and the Silver Scarab beginning to start fighting. And the Silver Scarab has the carapace shields that were on their back have like flipped out onto each arm.
Yeah.
And they've sort of like slammed them down between like into the where the doorway was.
Yeah.
And you can just hear that something is attacking the shield on the other side, which you know it's Reptilia.
Yeah.
But they are temporarily locked out of this car. So you are in here by yourself with this other version of you. He is just going to look at you and kind of like slowly reach up and poke you with two fingers? Because I don't think he knows that you exist.
No, I don't know that he necessarily does.
And he's just going to kind of look at you and be like, what the fuck are you?
And Ramon reaches up and just like grabs onto the bandana and pulls it down from his face. You and I should talk sometime soon.
And I think it, at that, like, that's all you get out.
Yeah.
And then he punches you in the face.
Yeah, fair.
So now I would like you to take a powerful
blow.
Yeah,
I think that's fair. 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
All right.
So on a miss, you stand strong, mark potential, and say how you weather the blow.
No, he hits me.
Yeah.
No question.
And it's a full on, he punches you. There's like, he's trying to blast you with wind to shove you backwards.
Yeah.
Like, not quite so much that you're going to blast back into the Silver Scarab, but like very close.
Yeah. We could even maybe have it at like an angle so I can like slam into a crate and destroy that.
Yeah, well, I think, there are some other smaller crates of other things in this one. Like, this is where they kept all their gear too.
Yeah.
And so you fall into another crate and it just like smashes the wood of this crate open as you fall into it.
And Windshear, there's a second where Ramon looks like stunned and then he just like draws his arm across his face. And there's just like a smear of red from his nose probably being broken. And he just like stands back up. He wobbles for a second. Listen, I'm going to be real with you. We've got two options. Either you listen to me and I explain what's going on, or I kick your ass and I take what I'm coming for.
So I want you to roll to provoke him.
Okay.
I think that he is an adult, but I think that given that you are the same person, he is susceptible to your words.
Okay. Of course, I don't do the thing, which would have made this a hit. Because that's a 6. Oh, no, this is provoke someone. I'm guilty. That's a 6 minus 2 is a 4. Minus 1 is a 3.
Okay. I think that it rings true with him. Like, there, like, and you can tell that initially he was just like, what the fuck are you? Like, he didn't know that, he doesn't know that you exist. You look like somebody made, like, there have been clones in the city recently.
Oh, absolutely.
So, like, he's just assumed someone's fucking with him again.
Yeah.
But that rings like a thing that he would say.
Yeah.
Not like a thing that he would say, but a thing that a younger version of him would have still, who still believed in hope and truth and all that stuff. And he pauses for a moment to give you the chance to speak.
Yeah.
And that's when he gets shotgunned from the roof by Damascus, who then jumps down into this car and lands on him. And I think that he is he has some reflexes.
Yeah.
And so I think that he doesn't get shot in the head.
Okay.
I think he takes it to maybe the chest or the arm.
Yeah.
But like in that comic booky way that shotgun blasts don't just like kill people.
Yeah.
He just kind of gets shot back and then Damascus lands.
And he can recover well, but he does not have invulnerability.
Yeah. So he has just been, like, kicked.
Okay.
And Damascus drops.
Yeah.
And he is a big dude. He takes up a good part of this train car.
Yeah.
And he is going to kneel down on Windshear, having, holstered the shotgun before he came in. And he's going to, like, pin him down with, like, a knee on his chest.
Yeah.
And pull out the knife and turn to you and just be like, now you take out that one. And I think that he is going to be trying to shift your labels.
Okay.
He's trying to shift up your danger and down your mundane.
That's not going to fly. I'm rejecting that. I've got.
Because he's saying, like, I don't think he maybe has made a connection, but like mundane is the label. So maybe this isn't adding for the podcast, but just like that, to me, that makes sense because mundane is the label used to connect with people. Saying like, don't think about this as a person. We're not here to do a thing. You
We're
are a tool to do this job.
Yeah.
Do the fucking job.
Yeah. That's not going to fly. I hope.
Oh, it's going to fly. That's a 6.
Okay, so
I do mark potential,
okay,
and get an advance.
So when someone with influence over you tells you who you are, how the world works, accept what they say or reject their influence. On a miss, their words hit you hard, marking addition, or the GM will adjust, and the GM will adjust your labels. I think you should mark hopeless. And then, yeah, shift up your danger and shift down your savior.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to... So I also got an advance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take growing into power.
Okay.
Which is one of my playbook moves.
Okay. What does that do?
I can mark a condition to... when I unleash my powers to do something your future self can do, mark a condition to roll plus savior instead of plus freak. So I have a question for you.
Yes.
I'm like kind of back to back with... I'm near the scarab.
Yes.
Does the scarab have a sword?
No.
Okay. I was hoping that the scarab had a sword that I could grab and then like charge.
No, they are... they are literally think Iron Man.
Okay.
Or this is like the dumber version. Are you familiar with the Big Bad Beetleborgs?
Yes.
Think the Big Bad Beetleborgs.
Okay.
Except that they normally have like a beetle scarab carapace on their back, but it like shifts out and becomes like the two, like when Captain America has those two shields in Avengers.
In Wakanda.
They shift around to like that. He's basically a shield hero.
Okay.
His other weapon is he has a big horn.
So he did convince me that I am more dangerous than I thought I was. But I think for now I need to be more of a savior, which sucks.
Yeah.
I'm not letting him threaten me with a knife.
Yeah.
That is not going to fly.
Okay.
So we get a panel that shows me taking a step back, looking towards Scarab and saying, we had a plan, Damascus, and getting into kind of like fist, like grabbing onto Scarab. And like turning him around and getting into like fisticuff kind of things with Scarab for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but like actually just like kind of playing rope-a-dope, right?
Okay.
Like blocking and looking as though I'm trying to fight.
Is your goal there to move Scarab out of the way?
My goal is actually to make it look as though I am fighting Scarab for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to suddenly like turn and charge back and try to kick Damascus in the face.
Okay.
And kick the blade out of his hand.
So you're trying, because he is turned back looking at you.
Yeah.
So you're trying to make it like you're just kind of like half-heartedly grabbing at Scarab.
Yeah.
So that
he can look down at Windshear again.
Because he's going to, so as soon as he sees that you're doing the thing that he said, he's going to turn back to Windshear. And that's when you're going to take action to stop him from killing
the I'm going to go like kick the knife out of his hand.
So now I want you to roll to defend Windshear.
That is a 6. So I think because Mindy saw me fighting Scarab, she was like, "Oh, I can move in and tase him."
Mm-hmm.
And then
you immediately let go.
And then like she gets up front, she has her hands up ready to tase, expecting him to be held back, and then I let go.
Okay.
And I go deal with...
Okay.
She's going to get the crap kicked out of her.
And so, I think there's a moment where he had his... So he has his, like, his arm shields together, and when you grabbed his horn and started pulling it backwards, he opened up a little bit.
Yeah.
I think Arc Flash dives forward trying to shock electricity. Trying to shock him with electricity, but in the moment you let go, he slams those shields back together, and I think it's almost like on her arm.
Ugh, that sucks.
And I think the worst part about it is that you don't even see that happening.
Yeah.
So that is using Team Selfishly, so that kicks it up to a 7.
Yeah, so I raise my Savior +1 and my Mundane -1.
Okay.
Because that's how the Selfishly moves, your labels actually shift.
Okay.
Which does bring me from a 6 to a 7.
Okay. So on a 7 to 9, you expose yourself. It costs you. Expose yourself to damage, to danger, or escalate the situation. But you do get to choose one of those, right?
Yeah, I get to choose one of those.
You can take influence over yourself.
I was kind of considering doing that.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. I kind of like it. It would probably be more advantageous to clear hopeless, but I think I'm going to take influence over Windshear.
Okay. Do that. So what does this look like? So you are going to successfully like you said, you were going to kick the knife out of Damascus's hand. So what does that look like? Describe that action for me.
So we get the panel that shows me like holding on to Scarab's horn, and I just let go and let that go where it is, and just turn back and sprint. And Damascus has the knife like just like up to Windshear's neck, let's say, and Ramon just comes in and like a free kick in soccer, like just like really sets it up, comes right down the aisle, and just like kicks. I think he kicks the knife itself.
So you kick the knife out of his hand, and it bounces once off the ground, so it actually hits the far side of the train car, handle side, and it bounces like the metal resonates with the metal of the far wall, and it bounces back and hits one of the crates that's on the ground. And it like, I think you can't see it because it's on the far side opposite you, but it just cuts through that wood.
Yeah.
Like it's butter.
Yeah.
And there's like a pause as everyone kind of just like, as you look at what you just did, as the Windshear on the ground looks up at you, and as Damascus looks at his knife hand that no longer has a knife.
Yeah.
And then the crate explodes. Because it was some sort of a crate full of grenades or something like that.
Yeah.
And the knife triggered them.
Yeah.
And upset whatever chemical balance was going on in there. And like a huge chunk of the side of the train blows off.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing. And so it's now just open to the outside air. And it's all like gnarly, gnashed metal. I actually think that it's enough that it blows up the connector to the next train down, so that car slowly starts to stop, and now you guys are just standing at the back of a train that has no rear metal anymore.
Okay.
I think that the whole train car just like bumps once with this explosion as the previous train as the cars behind you disconnect.
Yeah.
And that between that and the like one arm that that Arc Flash has between the shields are enough for her to like first she just has her arm like stuck. But then there's like the bump of the explosion and her arm like slides a little bit further in, and now she's got her hands on his chest. And she kind of like gives this like wicked smile and just like pumps electricity into him, and it just shocks him and he falls over backwards and starts to like try to shake it off. And tries to like scramble back up to his feet, but it's not enough. And now Reptilia and Arc Flash are in this car.
Yeah.
And they see that you are standing over Damascus, who is kneeling on basically a copy of yourself.
Yeah.
And they're kind of just like looking. And they know that there is another Windshear. Reptilia might not actually, because she's not from here.
Humans.
But Arc Flash knows.
Okay.
So what are you doing?
So
you are awfully close to Damascus, who can't be happy about what you just did.
Both Ramon and Damascus are over Windshear right now.
Yes.
And so he's standing kind of like legs. He's standing with like feet planted on either side of Windshear's body.
Mm-hmm.
And like looking down at Damascus. And he says, I told you what you were supposed to do, and you didn't listen to me, and I told you the consequence. And he just puts a hand out and like grabs onto the side of Damascus's face. And he's tried to hit him many times before, and it hasn't worked.
Yeah.
So we get Ramon. He puts a hand, he is standing there between himself and Damascus. And he just like holds a hand up and just swipes it to the side and just brings this enormous burst of air that's like way harder than he should be able to do. Like we've seen him pushing himself as hard as he can.
And he can barely kind of fly.
And so he just like, I think he's just going to try to hurl Damascus
out of the train.
Out of the train.
Okay.
And deal with him later.
And that is your new move.
Yeah, that's so growing into power.
So you have to mark a condition for that?
Yeah, I'm going to mark angry.
Okay. Yeah, that fits.
that feels fitting. And then I can roll plus savior instead of plus freak.
Okay.
which is still not great because I am hopeless. Okay. So I'm rolling flat instead of minus one.
Okay. So roll to unleash your powers.
That's a six.
Well, you grab him. So you summon this wall of air.
Yeah.
And it's probably more power than you have ever wielded before.
Yeah.
But like, this is like you, like the other version of you is right there watching you. Mm-hmm. You're all of your emotions are like really aggravated right now. And this dude is just fucking pissing you off.
Yeah.
And so I think you grab him with air and slam him towards the side of the train. And I think that, I think your intention is almost even maybe to hit him into the, like you want to knock him out of the train.
Yeah.
But you want him to hit the wall of the train that's still there first. And he hits and blows through the wall of the train, like in a way that you weren't expecting, because like he's heavier and denser than you think. And the wind gets a little out of your control, and it kind of like peels open more of this train.
Yeah.
And so now this, like, the wind is really buffeting the inside of this train. And when you look back up, and so you've like really thrown your whole body. You've like stepped out from being over on over top of Wind Shear, and you have thrown everything you have at this. And so when you turn around, you find yourself facing off against the adult version of adult Wind Shear and the Silver Scarab, who each have Reptilea and Arc Flash in their hands. And Wind Shear has, he has Arc Flash, and has like a hand at the side of her head, kind of threatening her.
Yeah.
And he's going to turn to, and I think that the Silver Scarab is going to turn to Wind Shear and say, how are we going to handle this? And Wind Shear is going to turn to you and just say, I don't know, how are we going to handle this?
And Ramon just puts his hands up and says, don't hurt them. Don't hurt them. Oh, wasn't supposed to go this way. Please, just. I know why you do these things. I know why you cross the line. I know why you go into the gray. I know that it's hard to be the one to stand up, and I know that I can't always do it, and I know that you can't always do it, because we're the same. But if you hurt these people, you're hurting people that have something over their heads, that they're being used, just like I'm being used. Let them go. I'll come with you. I'll do whatever you need to do. He told me that he could get me back to my time, so I could be there for our son. And I would do anything for that, just like I know you would do anything for that. But this does them, these two, they don't concern us. It's just between you and me now, okay? You, me, and our son.
And so I think that is you're trying to provoke him.
Yes.
Does that trigger your other move too? Do you have a speech move?
Yeah, if what I give a that? Speech on morality and heroism.
I think that counts.
It's like, it's some gray areas of it.
Yeah, but I think that counts, though.
Okay.
It's what being a hero is to Wind Shear.
Yeah.
Which I think, because you're speaking to him, it counts.
I might fail this, just FYI. I'm rolling at a minus one.
Okay.
That's a three.
All right. He listens to you. He hears what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
He still doesn't know who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
And so I think that as soon as you mention your son,
yeah,
that causes, you just see rage coming over his face. He lets go of Arc Flash, who kind of like drops to the floor a little bit.
Yeah.
And he just kind of like takes a couple steps forward towards you, and he just says, don't talk about my fucking son. You don't know anything about my son. And he is going to just kind of like leap at you.
Okay.
And I think the other thing that happens in that moment is that from the floor, Arc Flash takes that opportunity of him stepping forward towards you, and she's not just dropping to the floor to get away from Windshear. She is also rolling towards the other crate.
Yeah.
And she's going to slap the lock mechanism thing on this crate too.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to have a moment to decide whether or not you are going to try to prevent her from taking this crate or deal with Windshear, who is coming at you in rage.
I need to deal with Windshear. I cannot... I know what I'm capable of, and I know that he's capable of more than that.
Okay.
So Windshear dives at Ramon, and Ramon just bursts energy, bursts air as he can. But I think that, that's a losing battle, right? Because, Windshear can put it right back. But Ramon is kind of scrappy.
I think there is a moment though where you do burst air at him and he bursts that air back at you, and this whole train is full of buffeting wind already.
It's perfect,
and you guys are it just increases that tenfold. There is this tornado around the two of you.
Yeah, and I think if Windshear gets a hit in on Ramon, it's gonna be bad news.
Yeah,
if he gets a solid hit, and so Ramon is taking some shoulder hits and stuff like that, in order to just prevent himself from getting hit in the face, which will knock him out. He'll have no chance at that point. And he, we get a panel that we see him seeing a broken piece of wood on the ground, and picturing that scene before with Damascus. And he's just going to he's going to duck a punch, reach down, grab it, and spin around to just baseball smack to the face.
Okay, so roll to directly engage a threat.
Luckily, Damascus has turned me into a living weapon. That is a 9.
Okay.
Yeah. That was really close.
Incidentally, Damascus is an arms dealer.
Yeah. He turned me into a living weapon.
Okay,
it's great.
So on a 9, you get to choose one.
I'm going to create an opportunity for my allies.
Okay.
I hate that so much. I hate this so much.
Okay. So you have just increased the amount of wind as part of this fight.
Yeah.
Just tenfold.
Yeah.
If people could have talked, no one could hear each other talking.
Yeah.
You might hear some yelling from behind you, but you're so focused on at this point, not even just not being blown out of the back of the train yourself.
Yeah.
You maybe catch briefly the sight of this pretty large crate being sucked out of the train too.
Yeah.
On the beam of the green orange beam of light.
Yeah.
And I think that you guys are throwing so much wind around that this does give the opportunity you have kept Windshear clear of this box.
Yeah.
And so Arc Flash is able to do the connection thing, zip line it out. And then she again dives and slides towards the Silver Scarab, who is in sort of combat with Reptilea, who's trying to struggle her way out. And Arc Flash grabs his ankle again, and because he's just there's so much wind, he's focusing on this one person. She grabs his ankle and shocks him, and he just it's more electricity now than, and then I think I think the way it plays out is she grabs his ankle and shocks him with electricity, and he's still holding her because he has this big technological suit, and she reaches up with another arm and grabs that ankle with two hands.
Yeah.
And she's just putting visibly so much energy and electricity arcing off of her head and through out of her face too, because she kind of has her veins are kind of blue and electricity, and it's just pouring out of her whole body into this guy, and finally his armor all just locks up, and he tips over backwards and falls, and Reptilea is free now. Mm-hmm. I think that the two of them then move to the edge of this train where the side has been ripped off.
Yeah.
And you can see out, and they can see out there that the truck is there.
Yeah.
Because obviously that's where the crate was pulled.
That's the plan. Yeah.
And Reptilea just leaves. I think she's just like, that's the mission. I've got to make the mission. We've got to do it. So she leaps over, and Arc Flash hesitates for a second, and she turns to you.
And Ramon just like turns, and there isn't time for anything. He just shouts, like, just I don't even know if we get a voice panel for it because there's so much wind.
Yeah.
So I think we just see him wordlessly shouting go, and we've got like a big panel with little tiny mm-hmm. text for go.
Yeah. And I think she hears that, and we see her turn and look at the truck and then look back at you. And it's the same thing where it's the enormous panel and the tiny words. And it just says, and she's just yelling, are you coming?
Is Windshear stepped to, like, he's in my way at this point. I can't get past him without doing something.
I think you guys are like probably holding
still,
each other.
Yeah.
If you wanted to disengage, you probably could.
Yeah.
But it would be difficult.
Yeah.
And I think Arc Flash at this point is also like, with that yell, she's also like reaching a hand out to you. I don't know if she's not really intending to like grab you.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like to make sure you understand the gesture.
Yeah.
Like, are you coming?
I'm going to try, like, we're like grappling with each other. And I think I can, like, you can see Ramon is starting to get just like the air pulled out of him by Windshear, because Windshear doesn't want to lose this fight.
Yeah. I think normally also is, make this super clear. Normally I think that Windshear would probably be able to overpower you.
Yeah.
He took a shotgun shot.
He took a shotgun
to the chest.
Yeah.
So that's like, you guys are kind of equally powerful right now.
And we're in a place that has a lot of air. So I can kind of brute force my way around some of it. And I think Windshear just like tightens his muscles and just pushes back and tries to like use the wind, and he's just going to try to disengage and run to Mindy to grab her hand.
Okay. I want you to roll to unleash your powers.
I'm trying to decide. No, I'm not growing into power. I'm not doing it again. I don't have enough conditions. Okay. That is a 10.
Okay.
Minus 1 for freak. Minus 2 for hopeless. 7.
All right. So on a 7 to 9, marking condition, or the GM will tell you how the effect is unstable or temporary.
I'm going to make it unstable or temporary.
Okay. And so you are able to disengage. Like the two, like Windshear has been shot. And he's focusing on trying to attack you. And so he's not expecting it when you suddenly disengage from this like wind tornado that you are making, and you launch yourself towards Arc Flash to grab her and launch yourself out of this train to get her to safety. And you do that, but you do that the way that you would in a location that wasn't on the back of an exposed train being buffeted by a lot of wind, with another version of yourself throwing wind out. And so as a result, you overdo it. Ugh. And you grab, and I think that the like sort of like for every force, there is an equal and opposite counterforce. The other Windshear gets slammed into the other side of the train, and he tumbles and goes flying out of the back of the train. And he'll probably survive. But you have successfully grabbed Mindy and launched yourself towards this truck.
Yeah.
There is a big door, like a cargo door on the side, which is how the truck, how the cargo was sucked into the truck.
Yeah.
And so you can easily land in there once you're out of this truck and away, or out of the train and away from other Windshear. It's pretty easy for you to land that in the right spot. And Reptilea is there to help you and Arc Flash up. You see, once you are on the truck, Reptilea helps you up, and then she kind of like bangs the front door to the cab.
Yeah.
And all the doors, like on the side of the truck and the back of the truck, close up. The room, everything suddenly is quiet because you have been in this like huge buffeted wind open end train. All of a sudden, for the first time, it's quiet again. And the room, there's like a slight hiss as the room slowly starts to fill with smoke again.
Yeah.
And you're just there lying on the ground. You just faced off against yourself. You just did a crime. You've pushed two people off a train now.
Yeah.
And Damascus is definitely not on this truck.
No. Good.
You don't know if you'll see him again.
Hope not.
So what do you do? What is your next action here? What are you thinking? What is your plan? So the plan, as you understand it, is now that you have both of these crates, they are gonna Vaporfist knows where to drive this truck to drop off the location. And so are you gonna stick around to make sure this is delivered? Are you just kinda like, are you gonna even wait for them to get there?
Are we supposed to get our reward when we deliver?
No. The archivist said that they would reach out to you.
Okay. I think he could use some recovery time, probably.
To think about what he did.
Yeah. So, and like, Winshear looks bad. He's busted up. He's taken a couple like really good hits. His nose is still bleeding. And he just like looks around at everybody and goes, "You'll get it delivered."
Arc Flash will just be like she's just lying on the ground. I don't think she's tried to get up yet. She'll just look over at you and be like, "Yeah, I think we can get it there now. I think that was the hard part."
Do you need a hospital?
She coughs a little bit. I think I'm fine. We go back to the and she like doesn't say appointed.
Yeah.
And she starts and then swallows that word and she says, "I have friends who can help me."
He kneels down next to her and says softer, like, "Do you trust these two? Or do you want me to get you out of here?"
"Don't worry about me. I need to see this through. I can't take the risk that..." And she just kind of stops.
He nods and says, "Good working with you. Hope it never happens again." And goes to the back of the truck, opens the back of it, and just jumps out onto the highway.
Okay. And I think our final panels of the episode are I think we see Damascus lying on the side of the road, picking himself up. He's beat up a little bit, like his clothes, his white shirt is all dusty and dirty, but he's picking himself up. He finds the knife stuck into a rock, I think.
Nice.
And he pulls, like he lifts it up and it's all like he has to pick up the whole rock too. And he brushes himself off and starts walking back to the city. We see a shot of the inside of the truck of Mindy picking herself up finally. Like rolling over and slowly like climbing up into one of the seats with help from Reptilea.
Yeah.
And the two of them crack open the crates and see that it sure enough inside are these two big resonant crystals. And we see a panel of Winshear lying in the road next to, or like lying in, he's not in the road, he's in the grass on the other side of the tracks. And he is coughing and he just like is grabbing his chest and, but he's breathing, but he is not getting up now. I think he's lying in the grass, and he's grabbing at his chest where he's been shot and he's kind of just like touching the grass.
Yeah.
And we can see like a couple flowers start to bloom, like there's like a couple dandelions.
Yeah.
As presumably Hermosa Vita senses that he's somewhere in danger.
Fantastic.
And then the final full page of the comic is the exterior of this dark truck that has the crystals driving at night, driving into a big kind of scientific facility.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see that as the gate closes behind this big truck, that it has a big sign that says Callaway Corporation.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by James Malloy, who can be found on Twitter at @AndTheMeltdowns. Windshear is played by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.